I have absolutely no business being up, so I'm gonna tell you guys a story. And this story happened to occur early in December. I love telling embarrassing sex stories. So, I was at the club with some friends, and it had been about maybe a year and a half since I've had sex. So I went to the club, not trying to do anything. I bought just this really pretty red dress from H&M and went out with the girls and was dancing, and it was about like, I want to say about 12:30, 1 a.m. at night. And there was this really tall guy that was kind of dancing behind us, and I don't remember a whole lot what he looked like. I know he was cute, but that's just kind of all I remember. So, I was pretty drunk and we were dancing, and dancing led to arm touching and squeezing and kissing, and eventually, like, I turned around and we were just making out on the dance floor. And I was so drunk that I just sort of let his hand go underneath my skirt, underneath my panties, and I was soaked. And all we were doing was kissing. Just soaked. And something in my brain just told me to do it. You know, just fucking do it. So I tapped him on the shoulder. Like we had just been, we hadn't been kissing at this point. I tapped him on the shoulder. He leaned down, way down, to see what I wanted to say. And I said, "I want you to fuck me." And there was no hesitation. It was just, he nodded his head and he said he's taking me back to his car. And I stopped him and I was like, "Do you have a condom?" And he said yes. So I went over to my friends and let them know that I was gonna go to his car and I was gonna fuck him. Like, no holds barred, no bullshit, just, "You guys, I'm gonna go fuck him and I'll be right back." So my friends grabbed me and were like, "Are you absolutely sure?" Because that's the kind of friends I have. And I said, "Yes, I'm drunk, but I know where I am. I have my wits about me. I'm gonna go fuck him in his car." So we left, and he was like holding on to my hand and then my arm to make sure I was okay. And I was fine, like I could walk just fine. And we went over to close his tab, then walked up a very small hill to go to his car. And he started the car, pulled up on this like a little darker area of the city, and we got in the back seat and he sprawled out. Like, he laid out. He was so tall, by the way, that he had to like lean his head up against the back of the driver's seat and put his legs over the back seat. That's how tall this guy was. Like, I don't know what he was doing with that car, but yeah, so at this point I already had my panties off and I was ready. Like, it takes me a while to get that just that riled up, but considering the way the night had going and all I'm making out and fucking kissing and grinding and whatnot, he rolled on the condom and I started riding him right there. And it was like the perfect way to ride somebody because my feet were they were actually planted like on the floor of the car. And so it was a Jeep, by the way. It's not a car, it was a Jeep. But I was riding him and fucking him, and I saw a car come over and pull over in front of us. And while I was riding him, I was thinking, that could be a cop. And then I kept going. Like, nothing was stopping me from getting mine. That was the best part. And after a couple of minutes of that, he laid me on my back so that my feet, I was laying on the back and my feet were touching the roof of the car. And he pushed my legs kind of up to my chest because I'm pretty flexible. So he pushed my legs up to my chest and just was eating me out. And oh, it was like that night I had just shaved, and it was good. Like I didn't come, but it was still really, really good. And then he went back to fucking me, and it got so rough that my head was like cranked to the left, and my neck was like, I could have snapped my neck, you guys. I was craned to the left, holding on to the car while he was fucking me into the car. And like he was using the other side of the car for like leverage, and at my feet were just kind of on the roof. So after a good amount of time just fucking that way, I heard my phone go off, and it was 2, so the clubs were closed and my friends were waiting for me in the car. And I did say I was good to go back. And so we finished up. I apologized and said I had to go, so I started getting dressed, and he started trying to play around with me while I was getting dressed, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I was still very drunk at this point. So I got out of the car after one last long kiss, and didn't get his name, his phone number, I don't care. got out of the car, slipped out, walked down a block, and this homeless lady was like, baby, you got your dress all up in your underwear. So I walked about a block before I realized that like the back of my dress was just all fucked up. So I fixed it, and then she's like, no, you still got some more. And so I fixed that part, and held up a thumbs up, like, whatever. Thank you, good looking out. Got back to my friend's car and thanked them for waiting, because they didn't leave me stranded in the middle of the city. And that was it. That was one of my nights. Yeah. I'd never done something like that. I'd never had a jump off before. A jump off is somebody you just meet at the club and you fuck. I've been going to the club since I was like 16, so I'd always just kind of had drank with my girls, and then I'd go home and snuggle with my cat. So yeah, that was probably the first and last time I'll ever be that completely reckless, but it was good life experience, I guess. So yeah, there you go. There's a Bishop sex story.